This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, everybody. How are you guys doing?
So good.
Yeah, tomorrow's our big day.
Woo!
Man, we're gearing up. Every year we do a big donation day. This year we're in two locations with the Bay Club. Vinny, Bryn, and Hooman are down in Los Gatos at the Bay Club courtside.
Right.
With all their fire pits. That's a fancy one. That's a nice Bay Club.
Well, they're all pretty good.
Yeah. Redwood Shores is the best.
Redwood Shores is the best?
Yes.
I like the Bay Club Marin. It's super convenient. Like if you... You know, you go over there and work out and then, or hang out, whichever.
Well, I can't wait to see it because they say they really did it up outside.
Yeah, well, so. They've been redoing sort of the middle part of that mall.
What is that?
The town center?
Town center.
Yeah, it's the one on the west side of the highway. And it's actually, if you're heading south and you're heading into the city, we're easy. Swing right off the highway, swing right back on right there.
You can see us from the freeway.
You can. So we're right there, and I guess they've got fire pits, or at least one fire pit now.
Uh-huh.
Got like a whole little outdoor area.
I've seen some pictures, and I saw one, and then they're going to add chairs and couches.
Oh.
It looks like a living room. It's so cute.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So people can come and hang out at either of these locations. We're looking for donations for a Tipping Point community who are directly involved with the recovery efforts up in north of us here where the fires were. And that's what we're trying to do, raise money for the friends and neighbors who are suffering after these horrible fires.
They really want to encourage us to have people do credit card donations.
Oh, is that so?
Uh-huh. That way they get their own receipt from their credit card, as well as the whole texting thing online. Sort of want to cut back on the cash.
Is that so?
Yes.
All right. Well,
they would like this other thing. We're going to have iPads at both locations if people want to come.
Where
if they
can
come
run
hang
their
out. Yeah,
credit
exactly.
card.
What is the text thing?
20222. If you text the word Alice to 20222, it's an automatic $25 donation. So that's a super easy way to do it.
Yeah. And we're going to talk to Daniel Lurie, CEO and founder of Tipping Point Community.
What do you text to 20222?
Text Alice, the word Alice. Yeah, 7 a.m. We're going to talk to them and find out all about Tipping Point Community, what they've been doing and who they are. And, you know, this is, I think that Tipping Point, we were talking about this yesterday. I hadn't heard of Tipping Point before everything happened up north. They were the... And there's another show, too, but Band Together Bay Area was a benefit for Tipping Point Community, and that was the one with Metallica and Dave Matthews, G-Eazy.
Rancid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that was at AT&T Park. They're doing another show. I think this one is on December 14th, the Thursday, a couple Thursdays from now.
That's right.
And that
is Bill Graham.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it's the son of...
Lucas
Wilson?
Nelson.
Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real.
Yeah, that's his band, right?
Yesterday, we got texts after we'd talked about it, and they're like, you dingbats. It's Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real, not two separate.
Okay, well, we are dingbats, but thanks for pointing that out.
Again.
So the guy from Tipping Point is going to come in, and tomorrow's it's a big day for us. The spirit of it is fun. We have a lot of fun at these events, but obviously the underlying cause is, there are some people in some real need, and they're our neighbors and our friends. They're right there.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a great time tomorrow morning, and we hope that you'll be able to make it out to one of the locations. We'll have a little coffee, a little breakfast at both locations. Johnny Mosley's going to join Yuzette and me in Marin.
Yeah, he is. He's our little trophy.
He's our trophy. He's our Marin trophy.
What do you got, Vin?
Hey, when you... I have information. When you text 20222 and you send the word Alice, you get a message back that says, to complete your $25 donation to Tipping Point, reply with your 5-digit billing zip code. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's not... I was already going to say done before without reading that really, and yeah. It does seem I have
one
more step.
You did this like a week ago too, Vinny.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, so now I've given. Well, that's all right. That's good.
Keep giving, Vinny.
Keep on giving, Vinny.
Free message. Thanks. $25 charge to your phone bill. Boom. All right, good.
Yeah, super easy. It just takes a second, and you know, that $25, 100% of that is going to go in, up to help people in the North Bay.
Speaking of my phone bill, yesterday I tried to get the iPhone X.
Yes.
Online, and I was going to do it. I normally just pay for the damn thing, and you overpay every time. And
it feels
but
that way.
I just don't want to deal with any of that. So anyway, this time, for the first time, I was going to get in on that buy a phone with the plan, the 1 year upgrade plan, so you can get a new phone a year and you just make payments, $50 payments. It didn't go through that way though, and I even got on the chat and was like, dude, what am I doing wrong? I don't understand. You're really making this hard on me. I'm trying to throw money at you.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, oh, you know, let's walk through it. We walk through it, hit. You've just been charged $1,200. I'm like, damn it, man. So I canceled it this morning, but I was trying to get a new new phone.
That's so strange, and the guy couldn't figure it out, huh?
Nah.
I wonder if it has something to do with the 10.
Oh.
Like, maybe it's the other ones that applies to.
I don't know.
And the 10, they're like, nah, we need all the money for this.
Oh, no, well, yeah, it could be. I don't know. Whatever, so anyway, I didn't get the new phone.
No, I'm sorry.
I know
how you love your new gadgets.
Are people digging that new iPhone X?
Haven't heard one thing about it.
I have heard some bad things about it, but I can't remember what the heck it was.
Well, you know how that goes. People only bitch.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. They don't say how happy they are about something.
Well, why would you? Right. Why would you want to share your happiness?
I don't know. Can't say something nice. Don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I didn't get it. But I did make my little investment. Oh, there's another text back from them again.
What'd they say? We need your money.
Too bad for you. You're still being billed $1,200 for our inconvenience.
Right. You talk to a guy, now you have to pay.
Right.
Message is sponsored by Twilio.org, a founding supporter of Tipping Point Emergency Relief Fund. I don't know what that is.
Oh. Are they sending you messages?
Text Alice up to $100 a month. For relief donations.
Oh, there you go. More opportunities to be generous.
Yay. Yeah. So what's up with you?
Nothing really.
Did you watch Survivor?
I did. Did you watch both episodes?
I watched 1.5. I just had to walk away. And I know it got good. And I did read from bed what the final result of the final episode was.
Yeah. See you later, buddy.
They totally mixed it up, though. That was great.
It was good because, unfortunately, when there's a group in power, the show can get boring for a few weeks. You know exactly who's going to go home. And it's always fun to see I love the challenges that they do.
Sure. But it was perfectly set up as they thought they were all cruising. Mm-hmm. And you hear people going, well, I've got the game in a headlock.
Yeah.
And you just go,
well, I'm running the game right now. I'm like, oh, don't ever say. If you ever find yourself on Survivor saying, I got this. That guy, I'm clearly running the show. You're not. And you're about to go home. Rethink. Reexamine.
I'm sitting there with the missus as it comes on last night. And they did the solicit. You know,
yes.
Hey, if you ever, and I go, oh man, you gotta do this. And she's so funny. She's like, I forget how she worded it, but she was like, you don't know how lame I am. I could never let you see me on that show. And I'm all, what?
I could never let you see me on that
show.
I'm
all, what are you talking about? She's all, I would, you know how cold I get. I can't go 4 hours without eating.
And she's like, with her.
She's doing this list of reasons why I would be sitting there and just in judgment from my couch chair. And I'm like, no way, I'd be cheering you on. She's like, and then the list continued of all the reasons. She's like, I would be that person that says, you know, oh, I'm having so much fun and would be thrown off the first episode. Like, I was all, well, clearly you're defeated before you've even sent in the video.
You're right.
I mean, there's
don't
no
do
point.
It.
But really, it was funny. She's like, and she's right. She gets cold in a 70 degree house.
Yeah.
70.
Yeah, I'm free. We set the, that's what John runs the thermostat at, a 70. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I leave my, in fact, yesterday I was making dinner with my parka on, zipped up. And I was looking down at myself like, this feels wrong. Like, I should really live in a house that's warm enough.
70 is a summer day.
Yeah, it's a little chilly in the
It's
house.
Not, though.
It
that's
is.
The
Something
thing.
Something about the air in a house. It's just, you know.
Oh, the air like in the house. Chillier. It's all that breeze off the ocean.
It's just chillier in there or something. I feel her pain.
Anyway.
Yeah, the eating thing, that would be troublesome. I have to say, though, if I ever had the opportunity, I would totally. I'd do it even though I know it would be embarrassing and... You know, I'm sure I'd be thrown off first. A lot of times the 50-year-old women don't do that well. Although, you kind of watch people. I love watching people grow on that show. Like, sort of find out that they have this other layer to them and they get stronger. It's actually super interesting.
What is the lady's name in the blue swimsuit?
Chrissy.
She, and I mean this in a nice way, is a beast. And I can't believe, spoiler alert, that they didn't go, like, if you put the muscle head and her
right
up on a platform and said, who goes? Sorry, she's smart. Mm-hmm. She's good at challenges. She's playing a great strategic game. I don't know why they kept her.
They must have thought that in the individual challenges he had a better chance, but she was, it's so funny. They did this word game last night. Well, the end of the challenge is a word game. And they have to balance stuff and they're moving pieces everywhere and they have to, it's like a 10-letter word. And the word was invulnerable. So you get all these puzzle blocks. Mm-hmm. But if you do those word scrambles all the time, you know, you basically have to figure out what these 10 letters spell. And that's hard. And they're depleted. And remember one time they did that challenge or a similar one to it and it took, I think it was 4 hours before someone finally came up with what they thought the word was.
I don't
was.
Remember it specifically, but yeah, I do know that
they're
worked.
And she is just boom, boom, boom. She's the same girl who they said, you know, how many times
math.
Longer has this guy yeah. been on than this guy has been on? And she goes, oh, 900 times longer. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Like she just spit it right out of her. She's a.
What does she do?
She's an actuary, which I think.
I don't remember that.
She was talking. Well, oh, you know what? I wonder if it happened in the second half of the show last night, that the one that you missed, because she was talking about how she's an actuary and she has to explore every possible outcome of whatever a scenario is.
Is this for insurance purposes?
I think so.
I typed in actuary. What came up is, what is an actuary? Part superhero, part fortune teller, part trusted advisor. We manage risk. It's what we do.
Oh, it is for insurance.
Analytical skills.
Yeah, she's
organization
she's
plan for
smart
the future
and interesting, mm-hmm. and she really
and needs to be thrown off,
right?
If you want to win that game,
right?
Cause
she'll be able
it.
To argue her way in. I also love Lauren. She's also a beast. Like, and she,
well, she's the math. She flipped
quietly
it.
Running.
Wait,
that
is she,
place.
She's the one, right?
Yeah,
that flipped it.
She is.
Yeah,
yes,
okay,
who
yeah,
said
yeah.
to the four? Let's.
Someone said they love the tribal council.
Yeah.
Last night, it was super crunchy.
Yeah, there were some excellent... Oh, it was so great. As one of them is just running their mouth and saying how they're winning the game and they're the kings and queens and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, we all know that that person is the one going home.
That talking head is about to roll.
Yeah.
Bye.
That guy, he's annoying. People, you know this. You know people like this, too. They just... I don't know if it's like an insecurity thing where they just have to beef themselves up and they're just... Just jerk to the point of being a total jerk, and oh, just stop. Just oh,
well,
you have to just be quiet.
They stopped it.
Yeah, they sure did. That head rolled. Bye bye,
hey, Vinny. Going back to your phone.
Yeah.
Oh.
People are asking, isn't your credit locked? Is your credit locked? Remember we had talked about that. They're saying that's probably the reason.
Well.
Oh.
The way that that's, so there was a thing that said you can get an Apple credit, open Apple credit. So there I was going, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess you got to shell out your $1,200.
I'm not going to. I canceled it. I'm not going to do that.
I'm super worried about changing phones because I really like my headphone jack. I was using it yesterday. I had lunch in the city. I walked way down past AT&T Park.
What did you do yesterday? What were you around for?
I had lunch with a friend.
Oh, okay.
But it was so great because it was at 11:45 or something. So I had over an hour to get to the. So I was like,
you walked?
I was like, you know what? It was gorgeous out yesterday. I was like, I think I'll walk. And it's a lot further than I thought.
Yeah, you didn't get sweaty?
No, it was perfect. I took my jacket off, wrapped it around my waist, walked down the, listening to my, trying to learn these Christmas songs. So it was so funny, too, because I'm like, bopping down the sidewalk the whole way, listening to, all this big band Christmas tunes. I was like, oh, man, if anybody could, pull out an earbud,
You don't know them?
I do know some of them, and some of them I even did last year, but it's very exact. Like, they're working off sheet music. There's no room for me to futz something up. F-U-T-Z.
Hey.
I just got a lightning strike in the chest.
No lightning strike.
Yeah, whom and what?
Real quick, go to the Alice973 Instagram. Oh, we have a new post up, everyone.
Oh, Hooman. You should see this post. This is must be a picture that you guys took last year at the tree lighting.
No, we took it yesterday at noon.
Oh, you went over
as they were preparing the tree and the stage and the DJs and the festivities for tonight at 6 p.m. at the Westfield Center, as Yuzette and me and Bryn are gonna light that tree.
Yeah, the tree is, it's spectacular. It's not really what I expected.
Yeah, it's a really forward-thinking tree.
It's like a tree chandelier that's 80 feet tall or whatever.
All I can think of is how heavy it must be, Hooman.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's
impressive.
Hope that
dome's reinforced.
Right.
So if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, we took a picture teasing what you might see tonight.
Right.
Very exciting. Well, I can't wait.
And you boys look very handsome. And I don't think I've ever seen such a pimped-out photo. Vinny, he bought a special frame for this photo.
I did.
I'm looking right at it.
How is it?
Oh, there's trees and snowflakes and
a
bow.
Uh-huh. Christmas.
I got to take a look at this. So tell me about this thing you're doing tonight, 6 to 8.
So 6 to 8 p.m., Yuzette and I and Bryn are going to hit the stage. We're going to share a few Christmas stories. We're going to interact with the audience. And then before 7, we will light that tree.
Will you be telling holiday stories or Christmas stories?
I'm going to tell two stories of when I was a kid.
Oh.
At Christmas.
Uh-huh. Oh. Are these stories we've heard of ever before?
Because
I'm feeling a little bit jealous that I
maybe you
could
show up tonight and hear it.
Oh, wow.
No, I have a big gig tomorrow morning.
The gauntlet's been thrown down.
I don't know why you guys want to go out tonight.
Listen. We're like, any other day but Thursday. Right. We'll do any other day.
No, they're like, nope, it's Thursday.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. And then we got the call, you will be there.
Yes.
And we said, we will be there.
You're right. With bells on.
Exactly.
We'll love it. It's
going
to be
smiles.
Super fun.
And then I'm going to go home. I'll hopefully be home by 9, and then I'll wake up at 1. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. Yeah, so I'll get 4 hours.
Are you going to try and get a little nappy in today?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm getting out of here by 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I got to go take a
nap. We're skipping.
We're skipping the secret show.
Oh, man.
But today's the first day that we can.
I love the secret show.
I know, but what about you, Zet's sleep?
But today's the first day.
Yuzette does have to get that sleep.
That we get to do the show without any bleep.
We got the green light to do our show the way we want,
everyone.
We're
a little nervous about it.
We are.
But
it's going to be fine.
Yeah. But so it's not happening today. It'll be next week, our first.
What's that? No, we'll do the show today.
Oh.
Let's just do it till 10:15, 10:30 at the latest, of course. And then I'll get out of here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's do the secret show.
You guys really guilted to use that into that one.
No.
Well, today's the first day we can do it without any bleeps. Like, it's epic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it.
What?
It's kind of nerve-wracking.
I do feel nervous about it.
I know.
I know we're going to do fine, but
it's going to be fine.
You're going to hear us.
I'm actually.
And maybe, you know what we should do? Is just not even swear. It's like we're too nervous to swear.
You know.
We can't do it.
I have felt guilty for, like, how lucky are we that we have people that are willing to listen through
the
bleeps,
yeah,
to that show? Because frankly, no one else has to do that.
No. Nope.
We've been having to do that for years.
Yeah. How long have we been doing this show?
Years?
Like,
eight years.
Probably
and
years.
The competition hasn't had
eight
to do
more.
That.
No.
So we're super...
Which is so weird.
I
never got that. I never got why.
Because the people in charge didn't care. They weren't trying to compete
on
that level.
But there they were making money off it.
They didn't even try at first, though, remember? They were totally not paying any attention to it.
Oh, I think like the first 5 or 6 years, I don't think there was a single spot on
there. We kept saying, what are the numbers? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't
know. And then when they found out what the numbers were, they flipped out. They're like, oh my God! We've got a gold mine!
How'd you guys get such a popular
show? We're like, we don't know because we've had to bleep half the show.
Yeah. So anyway, we are super grateful to you for those of you
yes,
who've listened.
Thank you. And this is our secret show podcast we're talking about.
We're going to do it differently going forward. And some of the replays will start to be unedited as well. Unless they're just too graphic.
Right.
I mean, we do have to keep some standards.
Yeah, we had a long talk with Michael Martin yesterday. And he doesn't want it to be F-Fest 2017. And it won't be. But it will be jarring when you hear us unbleeped for the first time.
Well, we did think about it, and we have to definitely put some kind of
absolutely
not safe for work now.
Yeah. Don't play this through your speakers.
Not okay on the ride home from school after picking up your kids.
No, it's going to be a whole new ball game.
Right. Yay.
Yay. Maybe people want to buy the bleeped version. I'll pay extra if you just take all those bad words out.
Turn it back.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Thursday. Let's do this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.